Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my guest today is Wade Calloway. Wade is the superintendent at Groover ISD in Groover, Texas, which is way up at north, not too far from the Oklahoma border. Welcome, Wade. We're so happy that you're here.
Oh, thank you, Janet. It's my pleasure.
So tell Wade a little bit about your role and about Groover. What's going on there?
Well, I love talking about our district. We're a small district, rural district. As you pointed out, we have about 420 students, K through 12, but we got a lot of great things. We've excelled academically and extracurricular and just have a lot of really neat things going on. And I'm fortunate to be here and blessed for sure.
Yeah. So how long have you been the superintendent? And can you give us a little bit of the how did you get there?
I can. So I showed up in Groover 15 years ago as the boys basketball coach.
Awesome.
With no intentions of ever being administration. You know, that was the dark side. Basketball coach for several years. Then our junior high principal left. And the superintendent approached me and said, hey, we'd like for you to be junior high principal. And I said, I still want to coach basketball. And they agreed to that. And so I didn't have my certification, but they allowed me to get my certification. Did that for a few years. Probably didn't do either job very well because, you know, it's quite a bit. So just focused on junior high principal. Fast forward a couple of years, same thing. School board came when the superintendent left and I said, hey, we would like for you to be our superintendent. Very humbled. But again, I didn't have my certification. So they gave me the chance to get my certification. And that was 7 years ago. So I'm just wrapping up my 7th year as superintendent.
Fantastic. And what kinds of changes? I mean, so 7 years, you've been through the pandemic, you've been Tell me what those 7 years have been like for you.
They've been great, you know, challenging, up and down. One thing, and I never thought I would enjoy the administrative side of public ed, but, you know, every day you never know what's going to walk in your door. You have to remind yourself without problems, I wouldn't have a job. So even though they're not the favorite part of our job, that it's part of life, and the challenge of trying to solve those and work around them and do what's right is really great. The pandemic was a whole nother set of rules and things like that. No, I don't think anybody really did that year plus whatever it was. You know, I don't think anybody's happy with what they did, but we're not even sure what was right or wrong, you know, at this point. But we made it through. We actually had two of our districts on the other side of rather campuses on the other side of COVID get a national blue ribbon. Our elementary and junior high both got national blue ribbon awards in 2022.
Congratulations. That is fantastic.
And then our high school in 2024. So I believe we're the first district in the state with at least three separate campuses where every single campus has been awarded a national blue ribbon for exemplary high performing. And we were able to do it in 3 years, so which I think is unprecedented. So shout out to our people.
Yeah. Yeah. And good for you that to me is the sign of a great leader is like it's not just what you did. It's what they did under you. Right. And that is fantastic that you recognize that it's a team effort. It's absolutely a team effort.
They're great. And I usually add that in spite of the superintendent, we did. But I've said it so many times, I'm even getting tired of it. So
yeah, there you go. Well, you got me to laugh. So there you go. And somebody on the recording will laugh too, because none of us ever feel like we're deserving of the things that we get. Even, you know, at least most humble people aren't, you know, just as it shows that you care about the kids, that you care about the leaders and the other people. With that in mind, I would love for you, since, you know, you kind of like didn't set out to do this, and you had to learn. You had to learn as you went. What advice would you give to a new educator who's heading into their first leadership position?
I think you hurry up and listen. And you don't know it all. I've discovered, you know, if you're trying to be the smartest person in the room, typically always the room is the smartest, you know, smarter than me. And right. So you want to be really comfortable with being uncomfortable because you don't know it all, and to ask for help. And certainly probably the most important that we've done here is surround yourself with great people, which is not a novel idea, but I think it's an absolute in leadership. But to succeed as an organization or a team or whatever it is, you have to surround yourself with people that you trust, that are very capable and that will give you honest feedback and constructive criticism. And if you respect them and love them, then you'll listen to that and value those things. So, you know, in a nutshell, I think that would be sage advice.
Yeah, 100%, 1,000%. 1,000%. Absolutely. It's exactly my philosophy as well, is just, you know, you put good, I tell people, I'm not the smart one. I just really put smart people around me and they have made me look good. So
I agree 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is what it is. So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you're facing right now?
Well, right now in Texas, there's a number of us have faced the financial, you know, deficit budgets. We're no exception to that. We have had some difficulty generating funds, and we've tried to be creative. Unfortunately, in public school, public education in the school districts, 80% of the budget is payroll.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if you want to really effectively cut the budget, you cut people. But if you want to dramatically affect education in a negative way, that's what you also do. So I think that's certainly the most challenging. Now, we've been blessed with some financial windfalls. We had some windfall, pun intended. We had a wind farm move in, NextEra. So we've been able to generate some funding and some revenue that way. But otherwise, I think we'd be in
dire straits, huh?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because good people don't stay if you don't take care of them.
Yeah. No, they don't. Yeah, and that's important. And without good people, the teachers are the boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling, and it actually was our sheriff today. He was coming in just to visit, and, you know, they could get rid of me, and it would be less of an impact on student outcomes than if we got rid of two or three teachers. I mean, there's no doubt. And then I said, don't tell the board that. But, I mean, they are the ones that make the difference in the classroom. They really are. And, you know, that's another thing that I would tell super, you know, certainly it's not about me, but I mean, it's about those kids, and the teachers are the ones that are going to make the magic.
Yeah, for sure. So what kinds of things do you do beyond just the salaries to support your people? What kinds of programs and things like that do you have in place that help them to be successful?
Well, I think, you know, I'm visible. I'm in the classrooms all the time, checking in, developing relationships, you know, having their back when you know, the rubber is the road. I default to defending the teachers and supporting them, which doesn't always happen in organizations, but I think that's important. I think they believe that I care for them and I trust them. Oh, and then, you know, little things like there's no job that's too small for me. But, you know, last year I cooked them pancakes and we did a breakfast, and I have a teacher ticket that I give all the teachers. And if they want to have a class period a semester, I'll cover their class for free and they can go take a nap or do laundry or, you know, whatever. I do ask that it be, you know, given a test, or I'm not going to be able to teach calculus.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
But I can watch.
That's great.
I can cover lunch duty or, you know, something like that. Or if, again, if they're given a test or whatever it is, you know, and not as many people have taken me up on that as I would like, but several have. And they're just too nice, I think. But I really enjoy serving them. That's my main function here, is to serve and support them.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I don't do as many interviews as I used to, but I used to interview all of our therapists, and I would tell them, let me know, you know, how it's going. I am the CEO of the company, and it's an intimidating title. Superintendent can be an intimidating title, right? And, you know, I always tell them, you're not bothering me, you're the reason I'm here, you know? And so tell me, let me know how it's going. One reached out to me. One. Yeah. In 7.5 years, one. We have some amazing people, but we also mentor them. And, you know, we have clinical support people and all of, there's three layers before you even get to me, right? You know, there's other therapists, and then there's clinical coordinators. And then we have, directors of clinical services I have two that do an amazing job. So there's three different areas before they even get to me. So I understand why they don't, but it's just like, we put our pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else, you know. And yet it is interesting, the dynamic, you know, when you put superintendent on your title. It does, and it commands respect, as it should, you know, but also it can be intimidating, you know, it just is.
You know, coming 15 years coming as the basketball coach and literally teaching from pre-K, I've taught everything from pre-K elementary to AP biology, you know, I've taught every grade level here, and 90% of the people in the community and the school still call me Coach Calloway. And I don't mind that, you know, it kind of softens the, but in spite of all that, yeah, I've not had very many people take me up on my offer.
Yeah. But it's a great offer. It's a great offer. Absolutely.
So. You'll see. Yeah. And those that have appreciated.
Yeah. Very good. That's really good. And maybe if they listen to the podcast, they will.
Yeah,
who knows?
I need to send out another reminder, you know, just to remind them that I've sent out a couple, but I'll do that again.
Yeah. No, I get it. Absolutely. Yeah. But that's what you're doing. You're taking care of your people. You're taking care of your teachers so that they can take care of the kids, because the kids are our future.
That's it.
Right? That's it.
That's it.
Right. So what other things would you say are unique to what you guys are doing at Groover? Is there anything else like that stands out, like that you would to put forth there for people to know?
100%. We've got a farm scholarship program that's one of a kind. We've been able to, I've spoken in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Houston, Texas, and around the nation, I guess. We were donated, again, in a nutshell, we were donated a section of land. We have local farmers that donate their time and equipment. They plant, they harvest corn, they store it, and then they sell it at a premium price to the local feedlots, because we have cattle feedlot, beef feedlots here.
Mm-hmm.
Generate $400,000 to $500,000 annually. And that goes into it's a 501c3, and it goes into a fund. And then every student that graduates from Groover High School has the opportunity to get money to go to college or any post-secondary. You know, they can go to Wyo Tech Diesel Mechanic School, which we've had people. So they can go, you know, cosmetology school. They can go to Harvard or Yale.
Wow.
It's for 8 semesters. It's last money in. It's a tremendous program, one of a kind, and I didn't start it. But we have tweaked it. One of the things, we also allow our teachers, help pay our teachers to get their master's degree so they can get an extra $3,000 annually on their salary. And we've got a Grow Your Own program, and we've had some teachers' aides, some paraprofessionals, get their teaching certification or their bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And the program also helps pay for that. But we've had about 30 first-generation graduates who now, you know, that's a generational change. It not only impacts their life, but now their kids and their grandkids know that mom or grandma, they went to college or they got a certificate from whatever trade school. So that now becomes more expectant in the family, which is, again, something I love to brag about and talk about.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm glad I asked. That's really an amazing thing. Yeah, you know, I grew up in Grand Island, Nebraska. So rural, you know, stockyards. Boy, there's stockyards up there. That I think Texas has more cows than Nebraska, but per capita, there are more cows in Nebraska than Texas.
I bet so.
You know, so I grew up with that. And, you know, my parents, my father grew up on a 120-acre dry land farming, if you can imagine, dry land. My grandparents were Dust Bowl and Great Depression. Yes. My grandma didn't throw anything away. You know, that it's a lost art, I know, but just that community, that sense of community and what you're doing and helping and taking the crops. I love that so much because it speaks to me because, you know, that was my home. That's what I did. You know, I detasseling and roguing as a 13-year-old, that was summer money.
It also, you know, it sets an example for our students. We certainly want our students to be great academicians. Academicians. That's a trick. We want them to be really smart.
There you go.
But even more important this day and age, I believe, is we want them to be good neighbors and to realize the world, again, is not about them, to help their fellow man. Love and respect themselves, love and respect their fellow man. So what a better testament than what our community is doing. And so, you know, we have a Green Cord program, which if our high school students, if they get 25 hours of documented unpaid community service each year they're in school. So if they from freshman to senior year. That's 100 hours of documented community service. They get to walk with a green cord. We call it the Green Cord program. So we, and it looks great on a resume and all that stuff too, but it also, it's the practice of serving and giving back to others, which is
something happens in those 100 hours. Something happens.
We hope so. You know, we hope so.
For sure. Okay. One last question. If you could miraculously solve one challenge in your school, what would you want to solve?
That's a great, you know, the financial would be an easy question. That is a great, you know, we have such a really good school. It almost sounds like a beauty pageant answer, but, you know, it's not rampant, but I would just love for our kids to treat each other with respect all the time, you know, the anti-bullying and the, you know, and again, it's like world peace.
Yeah. Thanks, but it's a great answer. But it's a great answer. Yeah.
You know, I was junior high principal for a while, and, you know, junior high girls and boys, but there's just something mean sometimes about.
It's a tough crowd.
You know, it's just tough. And you just hate to see it because it's literally the best time of their lives and they don't know it.
Mm-hmm. And you can't tell them, but then sometimes not in junior high.
I know it. And it's, you know, and sometimes if you have a little knuckleheads, if you went to their house, you realize they're knuckle, you know, so you could, that answer could go a long ways because, you know, I wish they had parents that loved and cared for them all the time. I mean, you could go in a lot of different directions, but, you know, why is that kid not, then you go look at the house and visit and you go like, it's a miracle that kid's here.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
I get it. Yeah.
Two-part answer, maybe.
No, I get it. Yeah. And, you know, you have to feel safe. You have to be fed. You have to be clothed. You have to be ready to learn. And kids come to us without one, two, or three, or all of those things. And it breaks your heart. It breaks your heart when you see that. And sometimes you are the only person in their life that says to you, hey, you matter. You're important. Absolutely. You're smart. You can do it. You know, and that is, it's so important because we need that. We all have that teacher that you think about, that one teacher who made the difference. I think everybody's got one. And it sounds like you guys are doing that. And so, you know, even the bad kids, they're not bad kids. They're just kids that are just surviving. They're trying to survive. Yeah.
And those are I think most, myself included, I think most of us in this profession, we gravitate toward those kids because that's the reason we're in this profession. You know, my kids, they're a blessing. I love them. I've got four kids. They're going to, you know, they were going to probably be okay, you know. But there's some kids that you just worry about.
Mm-hmm.
You spend a little extra time with them and care about them. You know, you love them all, but there's some that just.
Those are the ones that were in my prayers, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Lord, let me be a light in this dark world to the kids I serve, because boy, you just need to be a light to them. That's why we're Lighthouse Therapy. You know, that's how Lighthouse Therapy came to be, because we just want to be a light in a dark world, because it's tough. It's tough. And it's not anything that they chose, right?
So no, it's a mission. You don't have to go to Africa to serve the mission field. You know, it's right here.
It's right in your backyard.
And essentially, yeah, we're blessed, but we refer to it as Mayberry, but we have challenges like everybody else, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Wade, thank you so much for your time. This has been an incredible conversation. You guys are doing amazing things. It shows. Where should people go if they want to learn a little bit more about you or Groover ISD?
We have a website. It's grooverisd.net. And it's got farm scholarship information. It's got a lot of good information.
Awesome. Awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much. Thanks again. It was great talking with you. Keep up the good work. I know the kids are blessed because of what you do. And the humbleness that you present is just, it's refreshing. So keep it up.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Janet.